We are learning Mesaras Tainis Daf Tes Amud Beis, and we're starting 3 lines from the top. Rav Shimon Bar Ashi have a shchiach kamei Rav Papa. Rav Shimon Bar Ashi used to learn Bar Papa. Have a makshilei tuva. You always had a lot of big kashas on him. One day, Chazi the Nofal Afe, he saw my Tachnon. Shami Doma heard him saying, "Mishas Tachnon, Rachmano Litzlom Mekasufa Dashimi, save me from the embarrassment Dashimi." After that, he stopped asking Kasha. Vesula actually didn't ask him a Kasha anymore because he didn't want to make Rav Papa feel bad. And the Gemara says further that not only does Rabbi Yechon say his memra that a motor falls for the Yachid, Bapar Shlokasava, motor was for Yachid. He also holds the same thing, and he has different pasuk to bring a raya. Domar Shlokash, Menaila motor was for Yachid. The Chsiv it says in the pasuk, Shalu, this is a pasuk in Zechariah, Sha'alu Mashem motor by Ace Malkosh. You can ask for Hashem Mati, even Beis Malkus. Malkus is late in the year. It's already Nisan time. Even then, you could ask for rain, Yachid. Hashem Oisei Chazizim. Hashem brings the clouds, a Motor, Geshem, Yitel Lehem, Le'ish Esev Asada. So it says first in the Pasuk, Le'ish Esev Asada, that even for Ish himself, the Eberstor will bring rain. Yachol Lakol, some say the bright starts here, V'tanya, Yachol Lakol, maybe Dafka for the whole Olam, Tamalem, no, Le'ish, for one person himself. So maybe Dafka, if he has a lot of fields to water, but one field Hashem wouldn't do it for. Tamalim Asada, even one field. Ilis Isada, Yachal Kol Asada, maybe it has to be the whole field that needs rain. Tamalim, no, Esev, even if one grass, a person needs, one grass needs rain, he'll dive into Hashem, Hashem will give water just for that grass. Kiha, the Rav Daniel Bar Katina, Havale Ahiginsa, Rav Daniel Bar Katina had this garden, Kol Yoyim Ava Ozel Vasayala, every day is to walk into the field, see what it needs. He says, this row needs water, this row does not need water. And Kachava, the rain came and watered that row. Whoever needed water. So the Gemara writes, "Maya Hashem Oisei Chazizim." What's such a Rav Oisei Chazizim? On Rav Yitzchak Barachanina, "Malavin Shalol Tzadik v'Tzadik Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oisei Chazizim Bnei Asmei." Every tzadik has his own cloud, has his own chazizim. My chazizim, what's chazizim? We are attached to these clouds. It's certain clouds, like the clouds that are like floating, the parachas ba'av floating in the sky. And simin lamotar, a simin rain is parachos. These clouds, these floating clouds, my parachos. I'm Rav Papa, a certain type of cloud. It's eva klisha, tuse eva smichta. It's a very light, thin cloud under a heavy cloud. That, you know, rain is coming, and those are called chazizim. Omer Rav Yehuda, Nehila Mekami Mitra, if it drizzles before the rain, Osi Mitra, that means you get a good rain. Basa Mitra, if it rains a little bit, then it drizzles, Pasik Mitra, means it's stopping, it's not such a good rain. And the Gemara gives a simon to it.
What?
If it drizzles, then it rains, then it's a good, strong, Gishmi Bracha coming up. Right, but he's saying, that means that's a Gishmi Bracha. If it rains a little bit and then it drizzles, that's not Gishmei Bracha. And Gemara gives a muscle to it. Even more interesting. Gemara has to give like a simon to it. Mitre, if the drizzles before the mitre means that you have a good rain, the simon is malusa. When you sift flour, first a little thin flour comes out, then the bigger pieces. So what ends off? You have big pieces of flour, so that's a simon to Gishmak a rain. The Basim Mitra, Pasuk Mitra, if it drizzles after the rain, means it's not a good rain. V'simane Charya the Easy, which is a tsoya from the Easy, from these goats. It's dung from the goats. The way it comes out, beginning it's big and then it's small. Then it comes out small of Zevel Dak. Like Rashi and both Taisus both speak this out. Look at Taisus Charya. Pirish Reyes Izim, Shevetchila Reye Godol, Ukshipisakas Mitreza Zevel Dak. So give Simon this. You have to realize in those days, everyone had goats and farms. You know, the goats was like their milk. Instead of buying milk in the co-op, they had a goat. So therefore, it was very normal to give him a shalom about that. But for some reason, you need a simon for this, to remember this concept. So the Ula iklul above. Ula went above. Chaza parachas. He saw these clouds, these thin clouds under the heavy clouds, and he knew the Gemara. Amlu, ponumani, bring in all your kalim. The hash to osimitu. A big rain's coming. L'soif l'asim mitra, at the end of the rain. Omar, he said, k'heichid m'shakir b'avloy, just like the b'avloyim are shakronim, they lie, hachim m'shakir m'trayu, the rain also, you know, makes tricks on you. Now, what is the oimik of this? Dr. Marsha, we had a Gemara before, at the end of Chesam HaBeis, that why the drought come to the world? People are poisit tzedakah barav ein noisnim. They say the giving tzedakah not going to give. The shakar on them. Then Bavel, they must have had a little bit of this problem. They said by when they sold aliyahs, they bought it for $5,000, and they didn't show up. Nothing came up. The guy talking about aniyim, a shul's lived after ani, but like upon him, they planned to give him the money and they didn't give it. So that's why sometimes the rain also is mashakim. Zokti maravaita ula iklu lebavel. Ula wanted with the bavel. Chazim molit son of the tamri. He saw a whole basket full of dates bezuzeh for a dollar. He saw this huge thing of dates, and dates is great. It's very filling. Amar molit son of dufsha bezuzeh. Saying you buy bavel, you go to work. Guys go to work. You work half a day. You don't learn the whole day. You can buy it for a dollar. You buy a whole week's meal. What's going on? And why are you working? But Lila, after he ate those dates, but Lila Tzura had a major stomachache, and then he changed his mind. He said, "I'm a Molly turned to Sakini Bezuzah. You guys didn't have like a whole basket of knives for Zuz. Bavel asked for anything. You still learn, and this is all you eat, and this is all you learn. So forget it. He had a special appreciation, even the little they learned, because after all that stomach problems they had. Zotim Maravai. They're saying more brachas, I think. Zotim Maravai. Tanya, Rabbi Yeza Oimer. Meister Mesechel. Lezo Oimer, Dotum Psochem, Daf Peches. Tanya, Rabbi Lezo Oimer. Kol Oilam, Kuloi, Mimeya Kainis Shoyser. Lezo says the Yesoid. And it's called used Lahalacha sometimes. The whole world gets its water from the ocean, from the Atlantic Ocean or any ocean. Why? Because the ocean evaporates in the clouds, and those clouds bring the rain. The cloud went up. It says in the pasuk in Parashat Bereishis, the cloud came up from the ground. It was mashka the whole adama. So you see, it comes from the Oretz. That's Rabbi Yulezer Shita. Only Rabbi Yeshua. What do you mean? The oceans are salty. And like Rashi speaks out, so and tefuah can't grow with salt. So how does the rain make tefuah grow if it's salty? Just say better. The water is not salty. The rain water is not salty. Why did Rashi have to say, because ain't tefuah gdela man? Okay, so you can dive sarachim. But upon him, the question Rabbi Shua asked Rabbi Leazar is, how can you say all water comes from the ocean? The ocean water is salty. Amalei, Mismatkin hain ba'oven. It gets sweetened by the clouds. The clouds are special sweeteners. So Rabbi Shua Imer, Kolayim Kulim Mayim Al Yoinim, who Shoiser, Rabbi Shua says, I have a raya that all the Mayim comes from Al Yoinim. Shenemar, Lemitar Hashemayim Tishta Mayim. And says that the Mata from the Shemayim, that's where the water comes from. El Mayim Mikayim Eid Yalan Aretz. What does it mean that the cloud comes from the ground? Which means the anonim go up from where they're always in the sky, but they go up from where they are up to get the water. They open up their mouth like a big sack. They catch the water, the rainwater. The sky throws the water into this le'edai, into this sack. When it covers the kivra. And it has holes like a sieve. And it goes and it spreads the water on the karka. Between every raindrop is mamish like a hair's breath. Nothing, mamish nothing. So what do you have to say all these details? Because it's like this. Bishop Yerba Liyaz, understand, Eid Yalam Aretz, that's the way rain happens. It comes, evaporates, it goes up, and the rain comes down. But fear of Yeshua, that the rain comes from the sky. So what's the significance of the Eid Yalam Aretz? That the aid goes gets the water. What do you need it for? Who needs the clouds to get the water? Zok the Gemara, you know what the cloud's purpose is? To spread it around evenly. It's like the sieve. It's a whole job. It takes the water from Shemayim and it spreads it out around the whole world. Lamdecha, Rashi learns the next words are a new thing. Lamdecha, Shagol Yom Kisham Yom Shemayim Aretz. The day of rain is as big as the day the world was created. Shnemar, how do we know that? It says in the pasuk, "Oyse gedolas adayin cheker v'chsev anoyse mata pnei kol haaretz." That's right after pnei haaretz, right after each other. The pasuk go together. It says, "Loshen ein cheker." It says, "Anoyse matar pnei haaretz v'chsev lahalon." It says a different pasuk regarding the brias ha'olam. Haliyadato mleshemato elikay olam, and it says in that pasuk, "Bayrik seis haaretz." So you see, it's talking about the bria, and it says. It says at the end of the pasuk, "Ein chekel l'sfrasa." So we learn from there that cheker cheker, that matar is like the yoim that the world was created. So Rashi learns it's a new thing, and the Maharsha learns it's going back on before. No difference in two tipas. There's only like a hair's breadth between the raindrops. That alone is the God that's like making Shemayim V'aretz. Kaman Oz Lahadat Hasiv. Who's this following pasuk like? The pasuk says, Mashka Horim Al Yosef. Hashem waters the mountains from the Aliyah, from the upstairs. Barav Yechna Al Yosef Shal Karis Baruch Hu. From the upstairs of a Karis Baruch Hu. Kaman Oz Lahadat Rav Yeshua. It's like Rav Yeshua holds, the rain starts from the sky, not from the kindness. But Rav Eliezer says, no, Kim the Salkilos, and once it goes up, Mashka Al Yosef Karola. You can call it being Mashka from the skies. If that's not true, everyone agrees the next pasuk has to be like that, because the pasuk says that in the Techa, Avak v'afar min ha-shamayim. It says in the pasuk, Yidin Hashem es metar atzcha, Avak v'afar min ha-shamayim. Yerid alecha, adishamdach. That you see from the pasuk that be afar and avak, dust and sand will come from ha-shamayim. Heichem eshkachla. There's no sky, there's no sand in the sky. Since the wind picks it up into the ear, since the rain goes up into the clouds, Mal Yosef Karle, it's called Mal Yosef. So Mashka Harim Mal Yosef Kishtim even fi Rabbi Yezer, because it goes up into the sky. So to Gemara Vayta, Keman Ozla Hodor Yechlan Hodor Machrina. Who is this Machrina like? It says in the pasuk. Koines kaneid men hayom. Hashem gathers like a neid, which according to this Gemara means like a sack. Me hayom noisem vaytzaris taimas. So the drasha of Rechina was mi garm laoitzar shis malabar. What causes the whole house to be full of tvua taimas? It's the depths, the water of the depths. So who is that? That's a Gavliyaza, because he's saying that comes from the depths. That's Gavliyaza. Rabbi Yeshua says no. The pasuk means like this: Koines, when Hashem created the world, the whole world is covered with water. What Hashem did is Koines kareid me'ayam. He gathered it into like a little sack, and noisim ba'itzaris taimais. He put it into itzer into the ground, which is the ocean. That's where he put the water. So it's going on Briyas Shailam, not on the where tvua grows from. According to Rabbi Yehazeh, he's saying the tvua grows from taimais, from the rain from taimais. He was saying no, it's going on Briyas Shailam. Koines kareid me'ayam. Noisim ba'itzaris taimais means when the whole world is full of water, Hashem gathered it in one place and put it into itzer in the floor.